Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 9. Early Morning Prayer. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Psalm 143, verse 8. I ought to pray before seeing anyone. Often when I sleep long or meet with others early, it is 11 or 12 o'clock before I begin secret prayer. This is a wretched system. It is unscriptural. Christ arose before day and went into a solitary place. David says, "Early will I seek thee. Thou shalt early hear my voice." Family prayer loses much of its power and sweetness, and I can do no good to those who come to seek from me. The conscience feels guilty, the soul unfed, the lamp untrimmed. Then, when in secret prayer, the soul is often out of tune. I feel it is far better to begin with God, to see his face first, to get my soul near him before it is near another. Robert Murray McShane. The men who have done the most for God in this world have been on their knees early in the day. He who fritters away the early morning, its opportunity and its freshness in other pursuits than seeking God, will make poor headway seeking him the rest of the day. Scripture. By much slothfulness the building decays, and through idleness of the hands the rain drips throughout the house. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. If God is not first in our thoughts and efforts in the morning, he will be in the last place for the remainder of the day. Behind this early rising and early praying is the vibrant desire that presses us into this pursuit after God. Morning listlessness is the sign of a listless heart. The heart that is slow in seeking God in the morning has lost its relish for God. David's heart was passionate for God. He hungered and thirsted after God, so he sought God early, before daylight. He proclaimed, "I stretched forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsted after thee as a thirsty land." Psalm 143, verse 6. The bed and sleep could not chain his soul in its eagerness for God. Christ longed for communion with God. So rising a great while before day, he would go out to the mountain to pray. When the disciples were fully awake, they were ashamed of their indulgence in sleep. But they knew where to find him. We could consider the list of men who have impressed the world for God, and we would find them pursuing God early in the morning. A desire for God that cannot break the chains of sleep is a weak thing, and will do little good for God after it has indulged itself fully. The desire for God that keeps so far behind the devil and the world at the beginning of the day will never catch up. Simply the getting up is not what puts men to the front and makes them generals in God's hosts, but it is the passionate desire that stirs and breaks all self-indulgent chains. But the getting up gives expression, increase, and strength to the desire. If they had lain in bed and indulged themselves, the desire would have been quenched. The desire aroused them and put them on the road for God. This heeding and acting on the call gave their faith its grasp on God and gave their hearts the sweetest and fullest revelation of God. This strength and faith and fullness of revelation made them saints by reputation, and the aura of their sainthood has come down to us so that we have entered into the enjoyment of their conquests. But we take our fill in enjoyment and not in productions. We build their tombs and write their epitaphs, but are careful not to follow their examples. We need a generation of preachers who seek God and seek him early, as Solomon said of God, "I love those that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Proverbs 8, verse 17. We need preachers who give the freshness and dew of effort to God and secure in return the freshness and fullness of his power, that he may be as the dew to them, full of gladness and strength through all the heat and labor of the day. Our laziness after God is our crying sin. The children of this world are far wiser than we are. They are busy at work early and late. We do not seek God with passion and diligence. No man experiences God who does not follow after him intently, and no soul follows intently after God who is not seeking him in the early morning. Scripture, "I will go and return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early." Hosea chapter 5, verse 15.
Thank you. If